This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. As promised, it is time for some NFL news and notes, and we are so delighted to have one of the newest members right here at SB Nation Radio, the host of the Ryan Leaf Show. Ryan is with us tonight. Of course, you can catch his program Saturdays, 8 to 10 Eastern Time on our network. It's his first time on our program. We wanted to get him on to get some perspective on the 2016-2017 season and how it is playing out. Here we are, Ryan. It is week 8, and let's start with the Eagles because they had that ugly 21-10 win over the Vikings last week. What is your view of them in the NFC East?
Well, I think they have a great opportunity. I think with a rookie quarterback, you always tend to look at who has more experience in that division, but the team leading it at the time has a rookie quarterback as well. So I believe that I was surprised, to be honest, that they played well enough to beat the Minnesota Vikings after they had come out of the gate like they did. But Wentz and that team coached by Coach Peterson has seemed to find a way to win.
You know, of course, talking about the Eagles, they're going to face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday. Are they a legitimate threat to the Cowboys?
I think that they probably are. I mean, I think anybody in that division is actually a threat to everyone else. The Cowboys haven't proven to anybody that they can close something out in the last 5-6 seasons. So I think that that division is still very much up in the air. And like always, usually the NFC East comes down to the last few weeks.
You're listening to the voice of Ryan Leaf. He is the host of the Ryan Leaf Show right here on our network at SB Nation Radio. You can check him out Saturdays from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. And you can also give Ryan a follow at Twitter at Ryan D. Leaf. Okay, so you've already mentioned you were talking about Carson Wentz. Let's weigh in on the big showdown between the Eagles quarterback and Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott. As a former first-rounder in the NFL, as a quarterback, give us your assessment of how these two rookies have made such a strong statement this season because they've had early success.
I really do think that the quarterbacks coming into the league now are much more prepared than, let's say, in my time. Even look at Peyton's rookie year, how much he struggled. He led the league in interceptions and had to fight his way through it. I just think guys are more prepared coming in, not only physically but mentally dealing with the failures on a week-to-week basis in the NFL. I think that's a big transformation or in transition that I didn't have when I entered the league, for sure.
How do you think their preparation is different from then when you were in the league, Ryan?
Well, I think the media scrutiny, I think the ability to understand that failure is an opportunity rather than an end-all be-all, that they are going to make mistakes, but they're very capable. I think that playing it in Dak's instance where he was at a university who got to the very top, number one in the country at one point on the cover of Sports Illustrated, things like that. I just think guys are more mentally prepared. It's such a mental game. Physically, all these guys can really do it. It's about when failure hits, how to deal with that and actually see it as an opportunity rather than the end of something.
Okay, so we were getting your evaluation on Wentz and Dak Prescott. Is there a particular rookie quarterback or those two that you would prefer leading your team? I mean, which one would you choose if you had a choice?
Well, any guy who can come in and perform like they have, I wouldn't necessarily want to pick one or the other. I think Carson Wentz, because of the stress and expectations that he had on him being the second pick in the NFL draft, I think he's really shown that he's capable of dealing with that. Now, as a quarterback going to Dallas, you know, you're seen throughout the country as the face of the Dallas Cowboys, and the stress of going into Dallas probably wasn't as difficult for Dak, knowing he was going to be backup to Tony, and then being kind of forced into it. He really didn't have time to think about it, I don't think. So the way Carson has played, the way he's conducted himself, especially coming out from a small town, that was always an issue for me. I simply wasn't emotionally ready or emotionally mature enough to deal with the stuff that I did, and I sometimes blamed it on coming from a smaller university or smaller town. That, you know, really had nothing to do with it. It was my mindset. And he's shown that it really doesn't matter where you come from if you are prepared and have an understanding of what expectations look like for yourself. You can be successful.
Hey, you're listening to The Voice. Ryan Leaf with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is the host of his new program. You got to check it out Saturdays from 8 to 10 Eastern Time, The Ryan Leaf Show. And, of course, he's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, saving, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And when we dissect and we break down the Eagles and the Cowboys, we know, Ryan, that it is already a rivalry. But I think about this, perhaps, you know, we're looking at a great quarterback rivalry, you know, to come between Wentz and Prescott. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. But that division, like I said before, is just so competitive. They're all very capable of doing well. I think all four quarterbacks play the position very well. And it's amazing to watch week in, week out now to see, like in Washington's case, where Kirk played very, very well this past weekend, and the team still didn't come away with a victory. I mean, it has to be a complete team game, and that's what football is. Sometimes we get lost in that, always talking about the quarterback or the coach and not realizing that, you know, there's 11 guys out there at a time, and if they're not all functioning at the highest level with one another, they're most likely not going to come out with a victory. And I think all four teams in this conference or this division are very competitive. Dallas has the upper hand right now. That could quickly change after this weekend. But I don't rule out the Giants. Eli Manning's proved that he can continuously be difficult to handle when the season gets tough there at the end in December and in early January. So I look forward to it. I think that the NFL is very competitive. There's not really a team far and above the others, except for maybe the New England Patriots, and that's been going on for years.
Okay, so also, speaking of the Cowboys, when do you think they're going to make a decision on Tony Romo? Should he return, and should he be that starting quarterback? What do you think?
Well, I don't think the decision has to be made until he's capable of playing, and right now he isn't capable of playing. They've just said he's on track to be where he's at. And that decision will have to be made by the head coach in concession with what Jerry Jones, I believe, wants to happen. I think you got to look for the best of the team, and Tony's only done well when he's played. I mean, the problem has been when he hasn't played is when they've lost the football games. So if and when he does come back, that body seems to be just open for injuries, and which is tough to see. But every time he falls, it looks awkward. And even if he does get the opportunity to play when he returns, I honestly don't know how long he'll be able to stay in there and take that punishment that a young, more physically probably fit Dak Prescott is. And the only worry I have is if that were to happen, would it, you know, bring down the confidence of Dak being benched for the starter and then having to come back in. There's all these different scenarios, and I think you roll with what you have in place. And if he's doing well and continues to do well, I don't see there's any reason why Dak Prescott should be removed from that lineup.
Yeah, keep the momentum trending in the right direction. Okay, the conversation will continue with Ryan Leaf, host of the Ryan Leaf Show, right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, Saturdays from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. We're going to take a quick time out. We will be right back.